There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpets sound. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, the 21st day of August, 2015. Welcome to tonight's program. We're going to get to take a phone call in a few minutes over from Phil Hudock and Thomas Diggin. We're going to discuss something for about 5 or 10 minutes with them. Then I'm going to open phone lines up for everybody because we want to hear from you. And don't forget, we're going to offer, and I'm going to mention this tonight, and I'm going to quit for a while. The radio space show is still on. We're out of radios. We're going to order some more, and I'm going to faith that we can afford to do this one more night. Like I said, I would. I'm going to keep my word to you. All the roads we had at a reduced price are gone. Marshall's going to search for some more. We're offering the radio for $34.95. Regular price is $49.95. We got an extra special buy on them. You can have them $34.95. The folks, that thing does everything. It's AM, FM, shortwave 1, shortwave 2, weather band. You can hand crank it. You can run it with solar power. You can run it on batteries or 110. It has a flashlight, a radio emergency light, an emergency siren. It even has a thermometer on it. I'm telling the truth. It's a solar-powered work light. And then it'll charge your cell phones and do a whole lot more. And, of course, I offer all three of the flags. Christian flag, colonial flag, and Gaston flag, which is Don't Tread on Me flag, for $50. I fly them, folks. I truly do. And I'll get the rebel flag, or I'll get the Confederate flag for you. As soon as they come down in price enough where we can afford to buy them and get them out of here to you, we'll get them for you. After the break, we're going to talk to Thomas and Phil a few minutes. Now, I'm going to share some latest with you from Lindsay Williams, okay? So just stay tuned on the way. And your phone calls, as always.
With glory in my soul.
Amen and amen to that. Before we go to open lines, folks, and lines will be open in a few minutes, everybody wants to call in, and I want to hear from you. 855-242-8824. Go bring up a couple guys very quickly. Phil Hudock. Now, if you receive any type of DVDs, CDs, and you watch the, if you watch this online on the Call to Decision Bible Studies, Call to Decision Bible Studies on YouTube, Phil Hudock is a man who does that. When you see anything in the way of production with this ministry, Phil Hudock's a man behind it. So if it's messed up, it's his fault. If it's good, it's to his credit, okay? And Phil Hudock's been a brother of mine. I led him to Christ 20 years ago in my brother's front room. He grabbed a hold and never turned loose. And that's the truth. Phil Hudock, are you there?
Hey, Butch, I'm here.
All right. Good to have you, Phil Hudock. It really is. And now, folks, again, this is, I guess you could say, our producer, DVD, CD producer, runs all the computer work. Phil is a man of wears many coats and many hats, and he covers a lot of bases. Sometimes I don't know how he does it, but he does. And Phil, welcome to the program tonight.
Oh, thank you, Butch. Thank you, Butch. And yeah, anything goes wrong, it's my fault, I admit.
That's all right. That's right. Lynn told me that 20-some years ago, so I know she's not lying to me.
Well, you know, your bumper music there was talking about the battlefield, okay?
Amen.
And I've got the greatest story of a battlefield that I've ever experienced, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And as maybe some of your folks know, the three men have taken the state of West Virginia to task because the state of West Virginia's constitution states that we have divine providence in the actual forming of the state, and that the state's constitution has innumerable powers, and that the constitution of the state says that the state's responsibility is to protect you from anything outside the state that would take away your rights. And the state constitution also states that it is valid in time of war and peace. And since 1933, the federal government has actually decided that the people of the United States are the enemies of their own government. So we have basically put it on the state of West Virginia that they follow their oath. But, you know, as we have done some digging, we found out that what we have here is corporate whoredom, Butch. Okay? It's supposed to be government of, by, and for the people, but we have government of, by, and for the corporations through their creations, which are actually fictions, okay? And, oh, by the way, there's one more flag, Butch, that I think you need to look into. You were talking about offering the Gadsden flag and so forth. There's another flag. It's called the United States Civil Flag. And Nathaniel Hawthorne, in a book called The Scarlet Letter, which was published in 1850 before the war between the states, actually described this flag, because the flag that we see with the gold fringe, of course, is a martial law flag.
Yes.
The flag without the gold fringe is actually a battle flag, okay? But there was actually a civil flag. So we've been deceived for a long time, haven't we, Butch?
That's like saying a coal mine is dark. That's an understatement.
Unbelievable, yeah. So at any rate, the state is in some deep doo-doo legally, okay? They have defaulted and dishonored themselves. And we are actually putting out a call tonight because there is a good possibility, and you know, look at the stock market, you look at the political realm, you look at the abortions, you look at everything that's happening, and of course it's a spiritual battle, and we have to always, always remember that is the foundation of the problem that we have. And we have to repent, turn from our wicked ways. But we have to, you know, we're on the battlefield. We're supposed to take the offensive. We're supposed to expose evil, Butch.
Yeah, you can't win a war on defense.
Exactly. So I'm going to have Thomas. Thomas is a legal. He's learned through the School of Hard Knocks way more than I'll probably ever learn about law in the rest of my life. But I'm learning a lot, and we have a call going out to the people of West Virginia. This is West Virginia now, because there's a good chance, and it's a chance, you know. God doesn't say, you know, it's going to be rosy and that he's going to make it easy for you, but he says, you know, take up the cross and work like it depends on you and realize it depends on him. And so Thomas is going to talk about the need for some people who would assist in a private jural society, okay? Because our jury system is, let me just say this, if the judge is supposed to be he's not supposed to interfere.
Yeah, he's just a referee, that's all.
He's supposed to be a referee, keep everything fair.
Well, right.
Well, then how can the judge direct a verdict in a jury trial, which has happened, he directs the verdict, okay?
He overturns verdicts.
Yes, and why is he the gatekeeper of what can be, you know, admitted as evidence? And why does he decide what the penalty is if he's just, you know, the traffic cop in the court? So it's all screwed up, and there's a lot on the hudoc.info site, but I want to turn it over right now, and then I've got a great announcement afterwards. But I want to turn it over to Thomas to explain exactly what we need, what we're looking for.
All right, Thomas, come on in and join us, sir. You got about 4 minutes before we have to go to break here. Go ahead.
Okay, so basically a jural society is the basis of the formation of any society, a government. That's the first thing you have to have is a group of people that are agreeing to come together. And so that is what this is. It's a private contractual jural society. It contains a declaration of independence and absolute freedom because you need to remove yourself from the corporate structure of Earth at this point, which is actually Satan's structure. It's all being run through the Vatican. And then we set forth a page of rules and procedures for the settling of disputes between those within the private jural society. And it's very simple. You attempt to approach your fellow brother that's causing you harm. You tell him to fix the problem. If he doesn't, you then take a complaint to the court. You bring all of your evidence. There is no judge. There are no lawyers. It is you, the person that harmed you, and 12 other free men or women sitting there. That is the court. There is no gatekeeper. There's no one interfering. So anything that you feel may prove your side, you place into the file of the record. It's heard. And at the end, it's either a complete guilty verdict or an innocent verdict, and any damages monetarily are also awarded at the same time. So there's not a you're not guilty and criminal, but you're guilty civilly. No. I mean, if you're not guilty criminally, you're not guilty civilly. And this is under the original jurisdiction, venue, and law form as laid forth by the Almighty Author of all. So it actually places you above any corporate structure or court on earth.
Well, now, in order for this to work, Thomas, and that means that both of the people in this situation would have to be part of this system and agree to work with it, right?
No, only the person harmed, only the person bringing the complaint has to be in it, because the law form is set out by the Creator says that you cannot go around harming people. So they've agreed by continuing their life on this planet that they're bound by, at minimum, that law. And so let's say you have a cop that has harmed you, pulled you over, gave you a ticket, threw you in jail for a day or something. You can actually bring that cop to our court, whether he likes it or not, to stand trial for the crime against you.
Well, now, what authority and what power would you have to bring him to the court if he didn't want to come?
You would have the authority of the superior jurisdiction, venue, and law form, which means you're even above the Supreme Court of the United States.
I mean, I know what you're saying, and you're right, but I mean, but if he doesn't want to come and he says, I'm a cop and I got the cops that are going to back me, and the judge says, you're nuts.
And we have private security that is working with us contractually. They will effectuate it. They will be treated as they have treated us for hundreds of years now. It doesn't matter whether they like it or not. You cannot harm another person, period.
Okay, so what you're saying is then if that was to happen, say what happened to me, and I bring it before you folks, you all will go out and arrest the man and bring him in?
He would. If there's a crime, absolutely. If it's just monetary damages, he wouldn't be arrested, but he would be served. And if he didn't show up, it would be a default judgment entered, and he would lose whatever property that can be attached.
Okay. All right, I just wonder how y'all would back that, but, you know, you're right, and I know you're right. I just wonder how you would back that with an...
Well, we're working on that, and they'll see, hopefully within a month, they'll see many things being effectuated here.
Okay.
All we're looking for are people that would like to be free and part of the Creator's original jurisdiction, venue, and law form with us, side by side, and willing to protect their fellow brothers and sisters against harm.
All right, and Phil Slane wants to join you all. How can they do it?
What they need to do is just email me, and if they go to hudoc.info, my email is on there. It's hudoc@hudoc.com.
Okay. Folks, you heard it. Hudoc@hudoc. That's H-U-D-O-K. Hudoc@hudoc.com. And thank you, Phil and Thomas, join us tonight. We'll see what happens with this. Thank you so much. Folks, this is interesting. It really is. I'm anxious to see the outcome. Just go to just email at hudoc@hudoc.com, hudoc@hudoc.com.
The truth.
That's right.
You're listening to Pastor Butch Paul on Call to Decision. 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 Decision.
All right, folks, we're back. Just a phone call, I promise. Just in a second, we'll give Phil about one more minute to wrap it up. And Phil, go ahead and finish your comment, sir.
Yes, sir. I just want to say that, you know, when you look at the Declaration of Independence and you look at our state constitution, everything that we are talking about is lawful. Not only lawful, it's scripturally based. And that's why we entered into the court record the entire King James Version of the Bible and with specific scriptures, you know, that we highlighted. And what I want to say, which is, this is going to be interesting. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in West Virginia, there are a number of groups getting together in Gilbert, West Virginia. Oath Keepers, a group called Three Percenters, militia groups from five state area are coming to Gilbert, West Virginia for a summit in the mountains, and it's going to be the 28th, 29th, 30th. I will be there. I will have Mr. Obama head, the 7-foot tall, talking, smoke blowing head, and I got to protect him from these rednecks, of which I'm actually one.
And Gene will be there, and we're bringing some of these peace flags. And please go on to hudoc.info. Look at the information there. There's a lot. But guess what? We need to know the truth. Truth will set us free. And I just want everyone to think about what our duty is, what we need to do to serve God and for our children and for, you know, we're just in a mess, Butch, but that doesn't mean we quit. Doesn't mean we stop. So,
I want one of those flags, and tell me how I can get some more of them, okay?
Oh, they're fantastic. Wait till you read the story behind it. So,
okay, I think I've read that. I believe I read it, but I want a flag, and I want to know the history about it. I think I'll offer them through the ministry here.
All right.
All right, Phil. Good to have you all with us tonight.
Thank you, Bush. God bless.
Talk to you soon. All right, folks, you heard it. Now, very quickly, an update. If you're watching the news, you've seen that the market has dropped well over 1,000 points in this week. Now, what does that mean? It's going to totally collapse this week? No, I didn't say that. But you know that Lindsay was told that the elite want to collapse the world's economy, the markets, I should say, by starting at least by the middle of September. I expect the market will take another quick upturn. Now, this is my opinion only. A quick upturn, and then the bomb is going to drop out. Now, I don't know that, but I do know that when the market come down, gold went up. Lindsay told me again today that gold and silver will go up tremendously. It may drop a little more. While those can afford to buy it, will buy it by the metric ton, and then it's going to go through the roof. So I'd urge you to stay tuned, pay attention. We've been warning you this for years. Something has to give economically, and then all hell's going to break loose in this country. Let's go to the phone lines. Just like I said, let's start first with Jim right here in West Virginia. Jim, come on in.
Butch,
Yes, sir.
I don't have a lot to say tonight, but it's kind of like not quite a swan song, but a couple of years ago, I wrote a letter to a bunch of Patriot broadcasters and bloggers. I said, I'm very upset there are four subjects which have not been dealt with like they should. I wasn't blaming the broadcasters or bloggers. Primarily blaming the fact that Patriots, the audiences, weren't real interested. Number one was ham radio. How to communicate if the power goes down. People don't seem to be concerned. Pedophilia. Everybody sweeps it under the rug. 500,000 children a year disappear into CPS hands. Now, a third is the International Property Maintenance Code nobody seems to care about, and the clouded titles. Now, those two together are easily the third biggest scam in U.S. history, but nobody seems to pay much attention to them. The second biggest is the corporate issue, which Phil Hugh, God bless him, touched on. Let me fill it out just a bit, and I'm going to get off of here. Incidentally, I wrote these out. Half of them made it to the destination. I got something very interesting happened in my email, and that's when I went dark with email. But at any rate, here's the situation. All these various different federal agencies are corporations, including state agencies, too. And they don't even have a license to business in West Virginia. Some look at a couple thousand. No, they write their own policies, choose what they want to enforce, what they don't want to enforce. It's all policies. And they don't have a license to operate in the state. Okay?
Right.
And they're a couple thousand. Okay. Also, they can collect dollars other than the taxes. Can we say bribe? Can we say payoffs? Okay, another situation.
I ain't going through the break, Jim. Folks, back at the break, we're going to take a whole bunch more phone calls. Keep the lines full, 855-242-8824. We're going to get to Kevin and Mick and all of you. And keep the lines full.
You're listening to Call to Decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
All right, folks, we are back, and I love the phone line just staying full, and I do love that. Let's go back to Jim. Jim, go ahead and put your comment, sir.
Yes, sir. Okay, the other deal. All these corporations can make secret deals with each other. The EPA, a private racketeering corporation, can make a deal with the State Department of Natural Resources, yet another racketeering corporation working in collusion with so many others. Now, they're not taxed. These corporations are not taxed. The FBI is a corporation. TSA is incorporated in Illinois under the Department of Transportation. There is, because they don't pay taxes, there is no oversight for these privately owned corporations. And if you think your state auditor takes care of you, yeah, he's taking care of you, boy. They're corporations. They must answer to their owners, not the employees or customers. Both political parties are corporations. They must do
that. Is very
say.
True. That
and
is very true.
It is rumored that George Soros owns controlling interest in both, and this is why the primaries are nothing more than market surveys. So, folks, you need to study this, and nobody seems to care.
No. No, they can't bother with it, Jim. My goodness, football season's almost here.
Oh, my God. And let's don't worry about all these murdered kids.
Yeah, yeah. The Mountaineers are playing pretty soon. Man, don't worry about it.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah,
and who,
yeah.
And who the H cares if you can't talk because they knock out the phones? I mean, what the heck?
What the heck? And so watch the video on my website under on PastorBush.com under abortion news. It shows an undercover reporter watching the baby's heartbeat in a pan, still beating. Yeah, don't worry about that. It's no big deal.
No, it ain't nothing.
No.
Just blow it off. Go watch
just blow
TV.
It off. Just go on down and watch the ball game. Good and call, Jim. Thank you. Anything else?
That's my swan song.
All right. Thank you,
bye.
Jim. Let's go to Ohio and talk to Kevin. Kevin, welcome.
Good evening, Pastor Butch. Good evening, all. And God bless you all. Keep listening to Pastor Butch. Don't forget, freely you give, freely you receive, freely you give. Got it straight
amen.
Now, Pastor.
Amen.
There are several things I'd really like to bring up, and this is going to be cramped again. Suggested guests that I've asked you about the most prolific writer, New World Order, Christian View, Dr. Dennis Cuddy.
And yeah, I tried to get hold of Dr. Dennis yesterday and wasn't the answer. Go ahead.
A few weeks ago, and the whole interview.
You're breaking up, Kevin. Did we lose Kevin? I think we lost Kevin. Kevin, call back in. I'm sorry we lost you there somehow, but give us a call back, Kevin. Okay? All right, let's go next to Todd in North Carolina. Todd, welcome.
Good evening, Pastor Butch.
Good evening, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing just fine. I'm doing just fine, my friend. I thought I'd give you a praise report and also a recommendation for the listeners. The praise report, I finished up a radiation treatment for the tongue cancer I mentioned to you a little while
right,
back.
Right, right.
And so forth. So everything went well. They were really pleasantly surprised about how well everything went. That I really didn't have the my swallowing affected, and so forth. And you know, I had very few mouth sores. It really didn't affect me, you know, that much. So really, throughout this whole process, from the surgery on through the treatment, the Lord has really watched that over me and really been doing a great healing job, and I just want to give him all the glory and the honor in it.
Amen. Amen.
And all that. But
amen.
What I wanted to recommend to the listeners, this is something I've been waiting for 2 years, ever since Stephen Anderson's After the Tribulation DVD.
Mm-hmm.
Well, finally, the companion to it, although it's done by somebody else, by Pastor Joe Shimmer and Joel Richardson, there's a new DVD out that gives you the history of the pre-trib rapture, and it's called Left Behind or Led Astray, and there's a website by that.
Now, who did that?
It's Pastor Joe Shimmer.
How do you get a copy of that?
Okay, that's what I'm going to tell you now.
Okay.
Go to the website, and the website is the name of the DVD, and it's called Left Behind or LedAstray.com.
Okay.
So that'll have all the information on there, because they were on with True News with Rick Wiles here about 2 or 3 days ago, and believe you me, I was happy as I could be. I've been waiting for so long for somebody to finally, you know, put this out in, you know, documentary form,
mm-hmm.
and so forth. So, because thing is, you know, me being blind, it's like the books by Dave McPherson and others that have written on the history of the pre-trib rapture. I mean, it's not going to do me any good unless somebody records it.
Right.
And so forth. So finally now, with the DVD, I can, you know, listen to the documentation and have that much more information to go on. And so I'm pretty sure that the listeners out there would love to be able to get a hold
of it. Absolutely. Well, I will check on that. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it, Todd.
No problem at all.
And keeps informed about your health. I'm glad you're doing well, but keeps informed, okay?
I sure will.
Thanks for calling, Todd. Appreciate it. Thank
you.
Okay, Kevin, Ohio, we lost you. If you're still listening, call back, okay, if you want to. Let's go to Mick in New Mexico. Mick, welcome.
You sure about that now?
Well, I reckon. We'll find okay. out. Come on in.
Yeah, let's go for Title 42, 1983. Anybody know what that's about?
Go ahead, tell them.
Well, it has to, let you go. It's in the U.S. Constitution, and for you, anybody who does something against you, like a bureaucrat or a bureaucrapper, whichever you'll call them, you may turn that stuff into your stuff.
Okay. Now that's true. That is true, folks. You're telling the truth. You know, Mick, even in their unlawful codes, they still safeguard some things, but they only use them when they have to or somebody or they want to. And so unless you know, and there's no way that we can know all the codes. There are millions of laws. And our father put them down to 10 commandments, basically. But, the codes they've written does safeguard a few things, but who knows all the codes?
Yeah, color of law. That's
amen.
What most of that other garbage is out there.
Okay, anything else?
Prayer for my buddy Howard Williard.
Okay.
He seems to be better today, but, you know, he's on Facebook. But, you know, now as for the ham radio,
mm-hmm.
it seems FEMA's already allocated a lot of that stuff, too.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
I keep running across a lot of stuff, and you find out, you know, like a friend of mine, he's a ham radio person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I ask about certain things, you know, that's just a conspiracy theory.
anyone who would say that today has, they either completely stupid or willfully ignorant. Either way, it cannot be the same result.
Open them program, and they just did not realize it.
It's just unbelievable that anybody could be that ignorant, yeah. uninformed. Well, good call, Mick.
Even though they gave this guy Sonny, what's his face, stuff, sister. Oh, Sonny, I'm talking about is the one who was the leader of the Hell's Angels.
Okay. That's I don't know who that is. Okay. All right. All right, thanks, call. Appreciate it, Mick. Good call. Appreciate it, as always. Well, let's go back to Kevin. Kevin, we lost you a minute ago. Come on in, sir. I'm sorry.
Yes, sir. Okay. Dennis Cuddy was...
Is he going again? I'll be doggone. Kevin, something wrong with your phone. Let's go to Brent in California. Brent, welcome.
Yeah, I need your prayers. I cover your prayers, y'all, because tomorrow we're going to go protest against Planned Parenthood, and... we're about to kick the hornet's nest. You know how the lesbians might be out there trying to kick me in the crotch or something and try to, you know, say I'm a hate crime guy or whatnot, you know, and the devil's going to try to show up and try to mess things up. So pray for us, come in agreement that all of us nationwide, from 9 to 11, can stand against the animals that like to sell our children's body parts. Second thing also, I'm trying to get off the welfare and been looking for a job and trying to make my own job and keep going to school and... I'm trying to stop being a welfare N-word, you know, so if y'all can come in agreement with me and keep me in
sure.
your prayers, because if I live honest, I'm going to stop being an idolater, you know. But I don't
all
think
right.
we really have the time left anyway, but unless I'm trying to get my stuff together and, I don't know, that's about that, you know, but tomorrow we're going to kick the hornet's nest, you know.
All right.
They're not going to be happy when we kick the
Well, that's all right. Kick it anyway. And folks, pray your protection around these men and women, okay? Just pray the Lord protect these people. They're trying to do what's right. Please pray about that. And thanks for calling. And you have our prayers, Brent, okay?
All right. Keep on fighting. Cheers.
All right. Folks, pray for these folks. They need protection. We all need protection. We need to hold each other up in prayer and really mean it. Not just say it, but really mean it. Let's go to Maryland and talk to Arthur. Arthur, you there?
Hi, Butch.
Hey, Arthur. Are you a first-time caller?
No.
Okay, well, welcome back. Good to have you back with us. What's on your mind?
Well, it's a mutual friend of mine and yours both asked me to call in. And the reason he asked me to call in is because he's known me and he's seen some wonderful things happen in my life, and he wanted me just to quickly share that with some of your listeners. And that was that for a long time I've been trying to get a relationship with Christ, and this wasn't really coming together for me. Well,
okay.
this year, out of desperation and some help from our mutual friend, I finally submitted to him, and I just placed everything in his hands, and I told him, I can't do it anymore. Please take this from me. And, that and a lot of prayer. But things are changing, Butch. I mean, miraculous things are changing.
Amen.
In my life now. And
well, I do know that surrender to the one who takes care of us can
right.
make things, even if things don't change a lot, it takes the load off our shoulders.
Yeah. And see, he's been working with me, and he's seen these things take place, and he just thought I should share it because he knows I've been working on it for a long time, and then finally, it's now it's happening. And so I just thought your listeners might want to hear that, but sometimes you got to let go of the pride.
Amen. And, that's easier said than done, isn't it?
Yeah, for me it was, yeah.
Well, it is for a lot of people. Especially, I would say, maybe not especially, but I think mostly for, a lot of times for men it is, because men have a hard time saying they're wrong. But you had the courage to do it, and now you're starting to be healed. And I'm glad to hear that, Arthur. You keep us informed how things are going, okay?
All right, and thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for calling. Appreciate that. I really do. Well, that's a victory. Let's go to Tennessee and talk to Jim. Jim, welcome.
Hello.
Hello.
The parable of, or not the parable, but the story where Jesus leads the guy out of town by the hand, they sought him to touch this blind guy, and he led him, took him by the hand, so he touched him right there, but led him out of town, and of all things, spits in his eyes, and puts his hands over his eyes, and then asked him, what do you see? Well, he can't see anything because he shut his eyes when he got spit in his eyes.
Actually, he made a bit of mud out of the spit and dust, didn't he? Yeah, that's true. He did do that.
That's the other guy. And that's
all right.
That's what I was getting to. The story of the one born blind, John 8 and 9. Remember, when you read that story, it was early in the morning. All the people came to hear him that day. It's a big crowd there. He gets into a dialogue. The Pharisees go to stone him again, and he hides himself.
Yes.
He didn't do it, as it were, in secret like he did at another time. It says he hid himself. And as you know, and everybody else, you can't see someone that's hid.
True.
And as he passed by them, speaking of the Pharisees, as he passed by, he saw one born blind.
You're starting to break up a little bit, Jim.
Okay. He said that the works, that's plural, two things at least, the works of God might be made manifest. Well, he made the clay with the spit, and it says the blind man went his way. Well, how did he get to the pool of Siloam? And remember, always remember, this guy has never seen anything ever.
Mm-hmm.
But yet, when Jesus finds him, after it's all over, he says, do you believe not on the Son of Man, but the Son of God? And he says, who is he, Lord, that I might believe on him?
Mm-hmm.
Can he not see him? No, he can't see him. Jesus is still hid. Who is he, Lord? He says, you have both seen him. That's two things, the spirit and the flesh, the clay and the spirit. You have both seen him, and it is he that now talketh with thee. And some of the Pharisees, not all of them, but some of them which stood by, also heard him. And they said, are we blind also? They couldn't see him either.
No, they couldn't.
He was hid the whole day. And the most important thing is that man, I believe, And Jesus, Job asked the question, who multiplies words without knowledge? Who hides counsel without knowledge?
Jimmy, gotta hurry. Go ahead. We're gonna break.
The guy could see on the way to the Pool of Siloam, and you can just imagine the spectacle with a crowd there, a guy walking around that could see, but yet had clay on his eyes, and they knew he was blind.
Wow, that thought about the way for us. Good point. Good call. Thank you, Jim. Appreciate that. That's what can I say? I never really thought about the way before. Let's go to Tim. Thanks, Jim. Let's go to Tim in Tennessee. Tim, are you there? Are you there, Tim? Is he there, Kyle? Tim, are you there? Okay, all right, Tim. All right, Tim. Okay, let's go to Chris, Kentucky. Chris, come on in.
Hey, Butch, how you doing?
Well, how you doing?
Oh, pretty good. I tell you what, this society is getting really creepier and creepier because I got a report that the FBI has been doing traffic stops around here. I heard this on a talk show locally, and why they're doing this. They're testing out some new technologies. I wonder what that's about. Are we going to have storable food? Are we going to be the preppers or the terrorists? It makes me wonder. And I can't believe how dumbed down these callers on this local talk radio station said, oh, this sounds so good. It's for my safety. We might as well, there's nothing we can do. We just might as well just accept it. Where are the men in this country anymore?
There are very few of them left. They've been castrated spiritually and mentally. You know that.
They have to, absolutely have. Why are you coming up on a break? Can I hold over?
Yeah, you sure can. Hold on, folks. Back to break. We're going to try Kevin again. We're going to talk to Tom in Maryland. If Jim in Tennessee wants to come back on, you can. We don't worry about that. But the phone line's open for another segment. 855-242-8824.
Here's Pastor Butch on Call to Decision. 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 Decision.
All right, folks, let's hop back in. The phone line's open. I love it like this. I truly do. Thank y'all for being there for us. And by the way, I'll make mention of a couple of things. We're going to try to put out another magazine this month. Yes, we are going to try to. Hopefully this week, Monday or Tuesday, we're going next week to put out a magazine. If you want a sample copy. Now, we have to charge one, folks. Subscription is $5 a month, $60 a year. And I can't promise that every month. I can't do that. But we do our best. If you want a sample copy, you can call toll-free at 800-777-4403. Or if you have unlimited long distance, you can call 304-846-4448. Leave your name and address right now if you want to. But very slowly, spell the words. We may have trouble spelling. We will get you a sample copy as soon as you come in the first part of September, okay? All right, Chris in Kentucky, go and finish your thoughts, sir.
Yeah, I just want to make sure your lines are full. I also want to make sure that we need to be self-reliant. I have Matt Stein was on Coast to Coast AM a few weeks ago. He has a book called When Technology Fails, How to Be Self-Sufficient, to find the plans to survive, like the gardening books and survival books that you have. This is very vital, and this is not a game we're playing because they're brainwashing the people. They're dumbing them down. They're using drugs and weapons to dumb people down even more and more so they cannot take self-reliance. We've got to stop this tyranny. It's called a takeover of global government.
Okay. Good call. Thanks for the information. Appreciate it. Thank you very much. Thank you, Chris. All right, let's come back to Kevin, Ohio, one more time. Kevin, come on in. Quit leaving us.
If this cuts out when I start to make a statement again, I don't know what I'm going to do, Pastor Bush. I'm going to drop on my knees. To finish what I was trying to say, that previous interview a few weeks ago, there was nothing said. I mean, it was like it was a touchy-feely, okay? I want to stop there. Didn't let the man. He's a thoroughbred. When you talk to him, when you interview him, let him go. Let him tell us something. Use all the time. Really, 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 you know, important. So next, to Jim, about how these laws wrecks go on down from the Fed, et cetera. I was part of a state Fed, or state regulation at the top in coal industry, in soil. And they take a law, they make an interpretation of it, they make an administrative law, then they hand it to these next lowers who make a policy, a procedure directive, and then it goes from there. It's all touchy-feely. Dean Gocher hit it. The state of Ohio paying for total quality management, which is a socialist program about rate. Had them train the regulators for state of Ohio. Use valuable time. It could have been used places to teach them how to be socialists and never come to an answer because they kept them bewildered, too.
Oh, that's the idea. I got to jump. Kevin, good call. Flat out of time. Good call. Thank you. Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
One more thing. Don't hang them at when you go into the church door. Don't hang them outside. You know what I'm talking about. This is a castrated nation.
Amen. Good call. Thank you. All right, let's try Tim in Tennessee. Tim, you got about 30 seconds or less. Come on in.
One more thing. The phrase, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Lord will lift up a standard.
Those
four words, lift up a standard, do not mean what standard means. Well, if you look that up.
Tim, I'm sorry. You have called back for flat out of time. I'm sorry. Tom and Marilyn, you got about 15, 20 seconds. Come in, sir.
I'll make it real quick. What the other caller, Jim, was talking about is something that I've been trying to get folks to listen to. I'm a retired police detective, and it's hard to get people to know really what's going on. I'll talk to you more about it.
All right, good call, Tom. Thank you, folks. Sorry we're in our time, but an hour's an hour. We do love you, and I hope to see you Monday night. If it weren't for weekend, don't forget to call and get a sample magazine. We'll put it out here next Monday or Tuesday. Have a wonderful weekend. Good night.